Blech! Horrid Henry glared at the horrible, disgusting food slithering on his plate. Globby, slobby blobs. Bumpy lumps. Rubbery, blubbery globules of glop. Ugh. How Dad and Mum and Peter could eat this swill without throwing up was amazing. Henry poked at the white, knobbly clump. It looked like brains. It felt like brains. Maybe it was. Ew. Horrid Henry pushed away his plate. I can't eat this, moaned Henry. I'll be sick. Henry, cauliflower cheese is delicious, said Mum. And nutritious, said Dad. I love it, said Perfect Peter. Can I have seconds?
It's nice to know someone appreciates my cooking, said Dad. He frowned at Henry.
But I hate vegetables, said Henry. Yuck! Vegetables were so healthy and tasted so vegetably. I want pizza.
Well, you can't have it, said Dad.
Ralph has pizza and chips every night at his house, said Henry. And Graham never has to eat vegetables.
I don't care what Ralph and Graham eat, said Mum.
You've got to eat more vegetables, said Dad.
I eat loads of vegetables, said Henry.
Name one, said Dad.
Crisps, said Henry.
Crisps aren't vegetables, are they, Mum? Said Perfect Peter.
No, said Mum. Go on, Henry.
Ketchup, said Henry.
Ketchup is not a vegetable, said Dad.
It's impossible cooking for you, said Mum.
You're such a picky eater, said Dad.
I eat loads of things, said Henry.
Like what, said Dad?
Chips, crisps, burgers, pizza, chocolate, sweets, cake, biscuits,
loads of food, said Horrid Henry.
That's not very healthy, Henry, said Perfect Peter. You haven't said any fruit or vegetables.
So, said Henry, mind your own business, toad.
Henry called me toad,
wailed Peter.
Ribbit, ribbit,
croaked Horrid Henry. Don't be horrid, Henry, snapped Dad.
You can't go on eating so unhealthily, said Mum.
Agreed, said Dad.
Uh-oh, thought Henry. Here it comes, nag, nag, nag.
If there were prizes for best naggers, Mum and Dad would win every time.
I'll make a deal with you, Henry, said Mum.
What? Said Henry, suspiciously. Mum and Dad's deals usually involved his doing something horrible for a pathetic reward. Well, no way was he falling for that again.
If you eat all your vegetables for 5 nights in a row, we'll take you to Gobble and Go.
Henry's heart missed a beat.
Gobble and Go! Gobble and Go!
Only Henry's favourite restaurant in the whole wide world. Their motto, the chips just keep on coming, shone forth from a purple neon sign. Music blared from 20 loudspeakers. Each table had its own TV. You could watch the chefs heat up your food in a giant microwave. Best of all, grown-ups never wanted to hang about for hours and chat. You ordered, gobbled, and left. Heaven. And what fantastic food. Jumbo burgers, huge pizzas, lakes of ketchup, as many chips as you could eat.
52 different ice creams.
And not a vegetable in sight. For some reason, Mum and Dad hated Gobble and Go. They'd taken him once and sworn they would never go again. And now, unbelievably, Mum was offering.
Deal! Shouted Henry, in case she changed her mind.
So, we're agreed, said Mum. You eat your vegetables every night for 5 nights,